Call 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So, you don't think it's a fairy tale?
We'll see.
Yes, Mrs. Hudson can send that to the post office, and we can let the matter rest till tomorrow morning.
Poor old Bob. What on earth can it all mean?
Well, speculation was useless without more facts. Leave it till tomorrow.
Holmes, he is my friend.
There is one thing you can do.
Yes, what's that?
Lend me that book of yours.
At that moment, a ray of moonlight fell between the driving clouds and showed in startling prominence a dark-haired woman dressed in the vestments of the grave. We could not see her face, for it was bent down over a fair-haired child in her arms. My heart grew cold as ice. It was Lucy. Lucy. But yet, how changed. The sweetness was turned to cruelty, and the purity to wantonness. Her lips were crimson with fresh blood. Rubbish. Rubbish.
Hello, John. You don't look quite the man you did when I threw you over the ropes at the old deer park.
Ah, a long time ago, Bob.
Yes, I expect I've changed a bit, too.
Oh, I don't know.
It's this business that's aged me. Mr. Holmes, what can I do? I'm at my wit's end.
Very naturally, Mr. Fergus.
I mean, has she gone mad? Is it some disease? Have you ever met anything similar? My solicitor says you're the best there is. My heaven alone knows what they thought of my wire. Probably convinced I'm mad myself. Oh, for God's sake, give me your advice.
My advice is that you should sit down, pull yourself together, and give me a few clear answers.
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
There's no need to apologize, old man.
And no need to despair. I assure you that I am very far from being at my wit's end.
Well, I'm very thankful to hear it.
Yes, I'm confident we'll find a solution. Now, tell us what steps you've taken. Is your wife still near the children?
No. No, she is not.
You monster! You vile! What sort of creature are you, eh? I ought to... Get in there!
Oh, my God! No, you mustn't!
It's a guest bedroom. She's got everything she needs.
What about food?
We've given her food 3 times. I stood guard while Mrs. Mason pushed in a tray.
Ah, yes, your housekeeper. No doubt a trustworthy and loyal employee.
I'd stake my life on it. What are you implying?
Oh, nothing. How much has your wife eaten, Bob, do you know?
Not a mouthful.
Did you try talking to her once everything had calmed down?
Well, she won't talk, other than begging me to let her out.
Are there any other exits from the room?
No.
Windows?
Just one.
Yes, describe the wall outside.
Bare brick, not climbable.
So, the baby's not in any danger?
No, and in any case, Mrs. Mason swears that she won't leave him for a moment.
And your other son, Jack?
Poor little Jackie. Yes, I'm every bit as worried about him.
How badly was he attacked?
Savagely.
Any bites?
No. She used a stick the first time, and her bare hands the second. A cripple, for God's sake.
Mr. Ferguson, I must ask you a question that you may think unduly personal.
Ask me anything you like, if it'll clear this business up.
Before this change in your wife's character, how were relations between you?
She's a very loving woman, Mr. Holmes. If ever a woman loved a man, then she loved me. And it's the damnedest thing, but... Well, I could swear that she still does.
Bob?
Yes, I know it sounds ridiculous, but... After the attack, when she wouldn't speak,
I don't know. It was just something in her eyes. As if...